case number 11089, Doris Hagan, southwest of Road 262, Fisher Road, northwest of Springside Drive, being lot 41 within Cool Spring Farms Development, a special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Doris Hagan's 28401 West Springside Drive.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Doris Hagan's. I'm a daycare provider. I have been doing daycare in my home for about 3 years. And I'm level one daycare provider, and I want to have a few more kids added to my daycare list. And the only way that I could do it was come before the board to add more kids to my daycare.
Okay, ma'am. How many, what are your days you're going to be open?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. And your hours?
I do from 6 in the morning to 11 at night.
6 in the morning to 11 at night.
Okay. Yes.
And what's the age of the children going to be?
From 1 to 12.
It says here 75 to 85. No, I'm only kidding.
Whoa, I'll give you that. What's that? From 1 to 12?
Well, yeah, because I'm supposed to be doing newborn, but I'm really not doing newborn right now.
Not going to be doing that?
Not right now.
Okay, so it's Monday through Friday. And no weekend hours in at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plenty of parking?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have a big yard. I have maybe like 5 swing sets.
Two.
And maybe like 100 or 50 things they play on. I have plenty of room in my yard.
How many employees? I didn't catch that. How many employees do you have?
How many boys?
Employees.
Employees. Just myself.
Just yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my husband is there with me too.
Well, that's nice.
So at level two, how many can you have again?
I can go from like 10 to maybe like 15. But not all on the same shift.
Okay.
That's why I do.
You have 2 shifts?
Yes.
Okay. And you have how many now you're going to have?
Excuse me?
How many now you're going to have?
About 15. But, you know, like you can have a split. Like I have like 6 during the day, but they go to school. And then you can have maybe 8, but you can only have 8, and the other 2 be going in 2 hours. So you can't have 8 kids there at one time. You would never have all your kids there at one time.
Well, I see. Okay. Let's go. Mr. Whitman, you have any questions?
No questions.
Ms. Jessen, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay, no further questions.
How's your husband?
It's good. He loves kids. Matter of fact, they don't even call us like Miss Doris. They call me Mom Doris, and they call my husband Pop-Pop. And the daycare parents call us like their second parents.
Oh, that's
my man.
So that's why I'm here, because I have more kids that want to come, but because I only can go so far with them.
Got a few questions, Mr. Calloway.
Sure.
Can you explain to me what kind of the neighborhood looks like? I know you said your property's rather large. What are the adjacent properties like?
The other properties?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in a corner sack, so I'm sitting like off by myself. And then there's a couple more properties that were there beside me. But what happened was Bernice Edwards works at the Community Action in Georgetown, and the property that beside me was abandoned. So because they felt like that was a hazard, they had it cleaned off. So now that lot beside me is empty, and there was another one that beside me, and they had that one cleared off.
Oh, okay.
So
the two of the adjacent lots to you are vacant at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a fence at all on your property?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11089. I don't believe that there has been any evidence substantiated that will prove that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11089. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for Mr. Hudson's reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that were stated by Mr. Hudson. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11089 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
And